This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Wa ma tawfiquna wa la i'tisamuna illa billah. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fahuwa al-muhtad. Wa man yudlil falan tajida lahu waliyan murshida. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم إنا نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فجزه اللهم عنا خير ما جزيت به نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته وصلى اللهم عليه وعلى آله أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا الله الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a hadith on the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari as Nahi narrated upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And when the hadith is narrated on the authority into Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is called hadith qudsi, a sacred hadith, a holy hadith, a hadith above the normal revelation of hadith that is mentioned on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These hadith have a special status, that is, it is narrating directly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And one of these hadith is a very important one that inshallah we will go over this khutbah with, or try to even scratch the surface of it. That an Abi Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is narrated in Sahih Muslim, Ya ibadi, ya ibadi, Allah is speaking to us. O my servants, O my slaves, inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi, wa ja'altuhu baynakum muharrama, fala tazalamu. Allah said in this very important hadith that I made dhulm, haram, upon myself, azza wa ala. And no one can make anything halal or haram or forbidden upon Allah except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I made حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا. And I made it haram amongst you. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. Do not fall into the sin of ظُلْم. And this is how the hadith starts. And just that one sentence, the opening phrase of the hadith, is worth several stops and pauses to understand. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is starting with a very important command. لا تظالموا. Do not practice ظلم. What is ظلم, brothers and sisters? In the linguistic meaning of ظلم, الظلم هو أن لا يوضع الشيء موضعه أو أن يتجاوز الأمر حده. And linguistically, it means that you do not put the proper thing in its place or transgress al-jawr. So something will go beyond where it should be. And it is translated as transgression, unfairness, injustice. And it can be all of it combined. Because this word of ظلم is a encompassing word, is a big word that can have different meanings inside of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negates ظلم upon himself in dunya and akhirah and in many, many places in Quran. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-munazzah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكَنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ. We did not do ظلم upon them. They were the ones that did ظلم upon themselves. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah will not have ظلم upon His slaves. عَزَّ وَعَلَى. هُوَ الْعَدْلِ. Allah is the Almighty, All Just, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إن الله لا يظلم الناس شيئا ولكن الناس أنفسهم يظلمون. Allah will not have any bit of ظلم against people, but people have ظلم against themselves. What is ظلم? How do we practice ظلم? What are the types of ظلم, brothers and sisters? The ulama said there are three main categories. There are so many different types of ظلم, but they're all in three main categories. To practice ظلم in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to practice ظلم, to fall into the ظلم with ourselves. And then the third is when we have ظلم amongst each other with people. So what is the first type? To have ظلم with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa ala. Allah teaches us in the Quran, in Surah Luqman, when Luqman was admonishing his son, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. The worst type of ظلم is to transgress and deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His rights to be the ilah, to be a Rabb, to have an association in the worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to direct any acts of worship, supplication, adoration to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek refuge with anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It is only you that we worship, O Allah. And it is only you that we seek help from. The worst type of ظلم is to associate anyone with the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is the ظلم that we do against our own selves. When we transgress against our own selves. How so? The ulama said that يمكن الإنسان أن يظلم نفسه بتضيع حقوق الله. يمكن للإنسان أن يظلم نفسه بارتكاب ما نهى الله عنه. That we can oppress and transgress against ourselves by not following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and taught us and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do and practice. when we deviate, when we swerve from the straight path, from the as-sirat al-mustaqim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear for us, we're not making a mistake against anyone except ourselves. And this will be reiterated later on in this very hadith Qudsi. That when we practice that type of dhulm, we are only transgressing upon ourselves. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمُ الْعَافِيَةِ. And then, there is the dhulm that happens amongst people themselves. ظلم العبد للعبد. And that is a very dire subject, very dangerous and critical subject. Because dhulm can be sometimes easily spotted, easily recognized. When you see an oppressor, a tyrant, killing people, torturing people, taking their rights without due justice. And that is a clear form of injustice. But there are more subtle forms that we have to be aware of. There are subtle forms of injustice that we practice against each other. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us against having any transgression, any dhulm against our fellow human beings. And he asked his sahaba one day, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ? Do you know who is the bankrupt? قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الْمُفْلِسُ فِينَا مَنْ لَا دِينَارَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَاعَ. The one that we call bankrupt is the one that has no money and no property, no wealth. That's the person that is commonly known as the bankrupt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected the understanding. He said, وَلَكِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مَنْ يَأْتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The true bankruptcy is when someone comes on the day of judgment. بِأَعْمَالٍ صَالِحَةٍ مِنْ صَلَاةٍ وَزَكَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ. Someone comes to Allah and he has done a lot of good deeds. Prayed. Gave zakah, gave charity. Did the fasting. All of these good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoined upon us to do, he did. That person did. وَيَأْتِي وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا. He comes with the salah, with the siyam, with the zakah, but he has cursed people, spoke awfully to them, injured people with his tongue. قَذَفَ هَذَا. Accused someone falsely. غَيْبَ, نَمِيمَ, backbiting. Beat somebody. Took property of someone without due right. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَيَأْخُذُ هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَيَأْخُذُ هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. That those people that person wronged, they will start taking the good deeds that he did. From his scale to their scale. From his mizan to their mizan. Imagine that situation, brothers and sisters. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. The worst of the losers are those who think they're doing good deeds, but they are wasting their good deeds by ظُلْم, by taking someone's rights. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam they will all take from his hasanat. فَإِذَنْ قَضَتْ. And when there is no hasanat left, أَخَذَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ فَحُمِّلَ عَلَيْهِ. They will throw their bad deeds as a compensation for the wrong that he's done to them. They will throw their bad deeds in his scale. فَحُمِّلَ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ دَخَلَ النَّارُ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And he will carry those sins and he will enter with it to Jahannam, to a nar, to the hellfire, wal-iyadu billah. Sometimes dhulm is a wink of an eye. is a tasteless joke that we say at the expense of our brothers or sisters. A small backbiting is considered dhulm. And these are clearly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verses in Surah Al-Hujurat. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّنْ نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Do not mock one another. Do not make fun of one another. Don't let the men make fun of the other men, or women make fun of other women, or mock them or belittle them. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And do not be sarcastic with one another. Do not make jokes at the expense of another person. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Don't call each other names that are not good, not desired. Don't put names on each other, like many people do in this culture. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. But the crux of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And those who do not repent from these deeds, do not go back and ask forgiveness from those who they injured, those are al-zalimun. This is the dhulm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. And Allah made it very clear. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْجَهْرَ بِالْقَوْلِ إِلَّا مَنْ ظُلِمْ. Allah does not like people to be loud and demanding things except al-mazloom. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he was giving Mu'adh ibn Jabal advice, he said, اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Beware of the dua of mazloom. There is nothing between that dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no veil, there is no barrier. It reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. And then in another hadith, ثَلَاثٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ الْإِمَامُ الْعَادِلُ وَالصَّائِمُ وَدَعْوَةُ الْمَظْلُومِ يَرْفَعُهَا اللَّهُ فَوْقَ الْغَمَامِ وَتُفَتَّحُ لَهَا أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَيَقُولُ الرَّبُّ وَعِزَّتِي لَأَنصُرَنَّكِ وَعِزَّتِي لَأَنصُرَنَّكِ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ. Do not think that al-mazloom, whether the dhulm occurred from major tyranny or from small issue that we do to each other, nas'alullah al-afiyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't think that this da'wah, this dua, that this dhulm will be held back. It will be raised above the clouds. It means it would be raised so high to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. And then Allah will swear by His majesty. There's nothing. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears, وَاللَّيْلِ وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ, it's a big, big swear, big oath that Allah makes. But when Allah says, وَعِزَّتِي, وَعِزَّتِي, by my izzah, this is a much higher oath. وَعِزَّتِي لَأَنصُرَنَّكِ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ. I will respond to that da'wah, even if it's later. It may not be immediate, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not turn the da'wah down. لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع عقباه إلى الندم تنام عينك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. اللهم نعوذ بك من الظلم أن نظلم أو أن نظلم. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The hadith starts and it will finish by forbidding ظلم. يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا عبادي. This is the rest of this same hadith. يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم. All of you are misguided. All of you have no guidance. Everyone has no guidance except that those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them, gave them the hidayah. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Duha tells his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. Allah gives every nafs its huda, its guidance, its straight path. And without that huda that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have no way. So all the good deeds that we do, all the things that we perform, don't ever give yourself credit for it. Always ask Allah, always give the credit where it's due, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the hidayah to do these good deeds. Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'i' illa man at'amtu. فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي أُطْعِمْكُمْ. All of you are hungry. All of you, you cannot have the power for one bite except for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fed us. So Allah says, اَسْتَطْعِمُونِي أُطْعِمْكُمْ. Ask me for the provision and I will provide it for you. The dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in guidance. اِسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. اِسْتَطْعِمُونِي أُطْعِمْكُمْ. Dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah huwa al-ghaniyu al-hamid wa nahnu al-fuqara'u ila Allah. We are the poor, we are the ones in need. Few days back, I was looking at some pictures and was reading a little bit of the biography of a person that is well known of his enormous wealth. Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple. When he died, he had billions and billions of dollars. And if you look at his pictures, when he died, you would say that he came from a starvation concentration camp. He could not have one bite of food. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. We are unable to feed our own selves, much less others, except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ إِلَّا مَنْ كَسَوْتُ فَاسْتَكْسُونِي أَكْسِكُمْ. All of you عَارٍ. عَارٍ means naked, but here it means also exposed. So ask me for the covering, ask me for your, for sitr, for veiling, and I will provide it for you. And the ulama said here, it means two things. That Allah provides for us the things, the garments that we cover ourselves with His grace, with His mercy. But also, Allah covers our faults, our mistakes, the evil that lurks within our nafs. Allah covers it in dunya, and Allah can cover it in akhirah. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His sitr. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His veiling. الدعاء هو العبادة, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Asking Allah for your food, for guidance, for provision, for everything in life is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. And this is in this hadith, it is an enticement, it is a command that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. The ulama said that you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for even the minute things, small things that you may not think it's worthy, you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, innakum lam tablughu durri fatadurruni, walan tablughu naf'i fatanfa'uni. My servants, you have no power and no way to harm me. And you have no way or power to benefit me, subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what you do, you will not reach والعياذ بالله to cause any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor any benefit to him, azza wa ala. هو الغني. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. If all of you, all human beings, from the beginning to the end, the ins and the jinn, were as pious as the most pious of people, it will not increase the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need our piety to be al-aziz al-hamid. And then Allah says, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وجنكم وإنسكم كانوا على قلب أفجر رجل منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملك شيئا. And if the beginning, the first of you, and the last of you, the entire creation of Allah, human and jinn, were as evil as the most evil of people, it will not decrease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory. It will not change where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم. If the first of you and the last of you, the human and the jinn, قاموا في صعيد واحد, came in all in one place at one time. فسألوني, and they asked Allah for everything they can imagine. فأعطيت كل واحد منهم مسألته, and I would give each one of them whatever they ask, no matter wealth, dominion, everything. ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. That will not decrease what I have, Allah says, more than if you dip a needle in the ocean and take it out, how much it will decrease from the ocean. How much that needle can take from the ocean? This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if He gave every single person that was ever created everything they asked for, it will not decrease anything from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we come to the conclusion of the hadith that starts where that ends where it started. Ya ibadi innama hiya a'malukum uhsiha lakum. Oh my servants, it's just your deeds that I count for you. There will be no zulm. Thumma uwaffikum iyyaha. And then I'll give it to you. I will reward you or punish you with it. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمُدِ اللَّهِ. Those that they found good at the end, let them thank Allah, because the guidance came from Allah. التوفيق came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the good deeds. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. And then when they find the opposite, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهِ. Let them blame no one except their own selves. This hadith, the ulama said, encompasses how we should deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The understanding of His power, His majesty, and how we should be totally dependent on Him, azza wa ala. And how should we treat each other, and how to be fair and just and forgiving to one another, and how to prepare for our akhirah, and how to avoid anything that may improve our perception of dunya, but will totally spoil and destroy our akhirah, wal'iyadu billah. Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa'allimna ma yanfa'na ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat, al muslimin wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, innaka ya maulana sami'un qareebun mujibud da'awat. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. إن الله قد أمرنا بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه, فقال تعالى ولم يزل قائلا عليما تنبيها لنا وتعليما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ونبيك محمد وعلى آله أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهاكم عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي. أقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.